Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, but not Divvy. It's Grandy. Grandy in for Dibs, and we're live. Chase Center on the concourse. And look to our left right there. See what they're doing?
They're gearing up.
Yeah, the employees are in a circle. This is kind of like a huddle. And Brock Purdy's looking at the wristband, and he's got the play call ready. Break. And
T-minus 25 minutes to gates open.
That's right. And they're going to all be in here to see something that this city has never seen before, and that's Caitlin Clark play basketball.
This is what they call Ball-Hala, Willard. Not Ball-Hala, but Ball-Hala.
Ball-Hala, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm excited to be here. Check it out for the first time. We're going to come again next week. And obviously that's going to be I think Sabrina Ionescu is going to be here
the
next
Liberty,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, all of these names that have such a higher Q rating than they used to over the last couple of years, here they come to the Bay Area over the next week, and we'll check it out for the first time. I'm super curious to know what this feels like, looks like, and compares and everything. With all of that said, we were chatting out different things that we wanted to talk about and think about and say and everything. And then all of a sudden, you just hit us with a banger.
Did
earlier
I?
Today. You did. Say your crazy statement. Just go ahead and say it
all
and
right.
Watch what happens.
Professional sports teams in the Bay.
Okay.
You can include the Sharks if you want. They're down the list.
If I worked for the Sharks, I'd be so offended.
Well,
Professional sports teams, and you can include the Sharks.
Yes,
include the Sharks.
Okay, the point of this conversation is the next team to win a championship.
All right.
The reason I said that wasn't because I don't like the Sharks or think they're not a part of the Bay Area, just because I think they're relatively far away from competing for a championship. So they were going to be down my list anyway if I were to include them. But my question was, of specifically Warriors, Giants, Niners, and Valkyries, which team do you think is going to win a championship next?
Okay.
What of those four teams will be the next to win a championship in their respective leagues?
Okay.
And my take is that it's going to be these Golden State Valkyries.
Come on, man.
The Valkyries
will be the next team to
win a championship in the Bay Area.
I want to say this with all due respect to what has been built here with the Valkyries, because it is rather stunning. It really is.
It is.
It's rather stunning that this has come together the way it has. I'm not surprised. We know the people running the show. They're very good at running the show. They have built the Golden State Warriors into the biggest, baddest brand in sports outside of the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about that earlier. The fact that they are the second highest value team in all of sports, which is nuts. Like, I don't know what, like, because of Steph's presence and a few championships, we just roll that sentence off like it's nothing.
Hey.
Yeah, Golden State Warriors is the second highest valued team team in professional American sports. Not the Lakers, not the Knicks, not the Celtics, not the Yankees, not the Dodgers. No, the Warriors are valued higher than all of those teams, which is bananas. So, therefore, it's not surprising that that group has done a good job in building the Valkyries, and they don't look like a quote-unquote brand new or expansion team. They don't look like a dominant team, but they look like they fit right in, and I can see them moving up the board very, very quickly. And I get your other point that you're probably going to use sometime soon, which is they've got many fewer teams to cross than these other teams have to go against.
Yeah.
With all of that said, your statement feels disrespectful to the 49ers and the San Francisco Giants. And I don't even say the Warriors. Because
not to the Warriors,
Because I do think that while the Warriors are a fantastic outfit, and obviously I thought at least flirted with the idea of contention this year, if somebody wants to tell me, look, it's never happened before and it never will, the idea of everybody being north of 35 years old and winning a title in the NBA. If that's your feeling, I get it. And the truth of the matter is you're probably right. But with the acquisition the Giants just made and where they currently sit in the standings, and then the background of where the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch era has been with the 49ers, I find it a little wild to believe that the Valkyries are going to get there first. Because at minimum, I mean, the Giants and 49ers in theory are, like, they're trying right now. Right now.
I'm not predicting the Valkyries to win the championship this year. Like, okay, that's not happening this year in their inaugural season.
Well, how crazy is this person sitting next to me?
Therefore, that would mean that I'm not expecting the Giants to win it this year. I'm not expecting the Niners to win it this year. And I'm not expecting the Warriors to win
it
this year. Not predicting it or whatever, whatever you want to say. And, I whenever you're doing something like this, it feels like you compliment one and you're denigrating the other. For me, this almost has, and this may also feel like an insult to the Valkyries. It is not that. This has more to do with how the WNBA works compared to like any other league, I think, is why. One, it's what you laid out. There's 13 WNBA teams. So just from a statistical math basis, you're more likely to win it all when you have such a small league. That's part of it.
There are only 13 baseball teams as well. Go ahead.
That are trying to
win. Yes, exactly. But anyway, go ahead.
I also think when you are in a league like this that is relatively young and has, I mean, until just recently, been for a lot of people, a lot of sports fans in North America, has largely been like on the back burner. Like there's not been a ton of attention paid to the WNBA, and contracts aren't like the highest paid WNBA players making like $200,000 a year, right? Like, and a lot of that is CBA related, and there's going to be a new CBA, and it's going to get renegotiated, and they'll probably be able to make more money. But I think in the WNBA, more so than any other league, at least what we're talking about, because one, there is such a little number of teams, few teams, and it's a relatively not poor league, but nowhere near as rich as these other leagues. The difference in being like the top of the top franchise from a how you take care of your players and facilities, and if you're filling your building, and just how nice your arena is, and all of that. I think the differentiator for having that on your side in the WNBA is like 10 times more valuable than having it if you're in the NFL or in the NBA. Because so many of those teams have same facilities, other stuff. So I think in how it relates to the WNBA, that becomes so much more valuable. And I think the Valkyries have that. They have that more so than any other team in the WNBA, or at the very least, with the best teams in the WNBA. And the other part that I think is maybe the most important is in the WNBA, right now, you have you have no long-term contracts. You have short-term, quick one-year, two-year deals. That means all of the best players will be free agents almost every offseason. And if you're a team that is young and that has promise and is showing that you're investing into your franchise like this Valkyries team is, you are going to be able to attract the top talent and get that top talent more often, easier than, say, the Warriors in the NBA, even if you had the salary cap relief and you could do it anyway. So okay. I think for that reason, 2 years from now, the Valkyries, they might be the best team in the WNBA.
I got questions. I understand your thought process, but I got questions.
Okay.
Actually, first one is completely off the map. While you were talking, I did look up the highest paid players in the WNBA.
Okay.
Number one salary is $252,450.
Quarter of a million.
Okay. I have the top five in front of me. Number five is $241,984.
Okay.
My first question is, hey, WNBA, what's with the weird numbers? Like, just pay someone $252,000. Why is it like $450.18? Like, what a weird salary structure. But what I wondered, I've got the names of the top five players in front of me right
okay.
here. Can you name any of them?
And top five highest paid.
I have the top five highest paid earners in the WNBA in 2025. Can you name? I will give you three guesses to see if you can just get one.
Is Breonna Stewart in the top five?
I'm sorry, she is not.
Wow. Is Asia Wilson in the top five?
I am sorry, she is not.
Is Kelsey Plum in the top five?
I am sorry, you have lost. Someone named Kelsey is, but her last name is Mitchell. Yeah, there it is, and that is according to AI, by the way, so I have no idea if that's actually true, but this is what AI says. It's Jackie Young, who is the number one earner in the WNBA with the Las Vegas Aces, $252,450 and 2 cents. And then, yes, Kelsey Mitchell and Jewel Lloyd and Kalia Cooper, and then Ogunbowale is at $241,984. She is number five.
All right.
Okay.
I mean,
now here are my other real
okay,
questions.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Tell me why I'm wrong.
How long, this process that you just laid out, WNBA, as far as, I get it, right? They've got resources. They are going to attract top talent. It's probably going to go well. Joe Lacob is at the top of this. Okay. How long do you think that process takes?
I think they'll be legitimately competing for a championship 2 years from now. So
okay.
the 2027 season, they'll be expected to be
compete.
There.
Compete. Just to, like...
Well, they could win it.
Okay,
yeah.
They could win it.
Yeah.
So you're giving me a they could win it starting...
2 years from now.
Basically, two Giants seasons, two 49ers seasons...
I'm playing the odds, Willard.
Okay? Two more Warriors seasons. Like, the remainder of Steph Curry's career, in theory,
uh-huh.
and it doesn't even start... Until then.
Well, I'm telling you, I think they can win it in 2 years.
Okay,
yes.
Right. But all of these other teams get to play two seasons as well
yeah.
before that process even starts.
Yeah.
You've got nobody in that period of time winning a title in the Bay.
Odds say
well,
no.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course the odds say that. Of course,
doesn't mean I think
that.
The Giants are a terrible
but,
team or the Niners aren't going to be competitive.
Right, but,
no, of
but,
course not.
But understand me, the odds say that the Valkyries will also
yeah.
not win a title when you say, so in other words,
right.
if I want to play the odds, why wouldn't I take the teams that in theory have two free shots at this before your process even starts?
That would be boring.
And one of them is literally in playoff position right now and just acquired one of the best players in the game. Like, why would I not play those odds?
Yeah, you could do that. This is my.
I will do that.
I want you to.
Yeah.
This is, I think the Niners very well could surprise a lot of us and win it this year. Not that they're going to be terrible. I think a lot of people expect them to win the division and go to the playoffs. It's tough. They've never won a Super Bowl in my lifetime. The Giants, yes, they are a hell of a story right now. Do I expect... I mean, I know you're going to yell at me for using the word expect again. No, I don't expect them
well,
to win
course.
The World
I don't
Series
ever
this
expect
year.
Expect my team to win a championship.
I think... I'll put it this way. And
but
I am...
They're going to be in the mix.
I'm taking a leap because I'm throwing away this year for the Valkyries and probably even next year for the Valkyries, so I have to get to the 2027 summer even for this to potentially come true. I think what is undoubtedly true is... The benefit of being a top-tier franchise is worth so much more in a small league like the WNBA, and when you have the talent, that is competitive across the league, you have a much higher chance to win in the WNBA than any other league because it's just so few teams. You get to a spot where you are, say, you go into a season and the Valkyries and the Giants are like in relatively even footing in terms of how good they are versus the rest of the league.
Then Valkyries.
That seems like an easy bet.
Right.
So I'm taking a little bit of a leap here by kind of fast-forwarding 2 years from now. Yes, I could be wrong if the Giants go on their 2010 run in 2025 and they win it all. I'm not rooting against it. I just think there is a very direct path. I think the larger take, and this kind of turns out to pitting me against the other franchises, I think maybe the overarching take is I don't think it will be that long until the Valkyries are really, really good.
Yeah, that's fair. That's completely fair. By the way, you can fire away on this if you want.
Yeah, yell at me.
888-957-9570. If you had to pick a team that's the next to win a title in the Bay, who would you kind of bet on right now? No, I don't think your thought process is, like, flawed when you're just in a vacuum talking about how you see the future of the Valkyries. But the bottom line is even once they get good, then you've got to go through the annual process of, can you actually be the last team standing, the only one to win the last game of the season? You know, like, I wonder in a general sense, when you're talking about a major city that has all the teams, and all the teams are relatively run well, like, how many sort of cities could we even put in that bucket, right? Like, San Francisco, yes. I certainly think that, right, Los Angeles is in that bucket. The Rams are run well. The Lakers, the Dodgers. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, all those three teams have won one in the last 5 years.
I mean, New England is rebooting themselves, but Boston is that city. You know, man, New York's football teams are in a messy spot. But
you include Buffalo.
Yeah. Fine, you can do that. How many cities are we even talking about? Take those, whatever they are, five, six cities, and then think to yourself, I wonder what the analytics say on when the likelihood is that that city gets its next championship. I think we are kind of messy because starting in 2010, we just think you get one every couple years.
That's just what happens.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is not true.
2010, 2012, 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018, 2022, and three Niners Super Bowl losses
right.
in there.
So you've had three trips to the Super Bowl and seven
Sharks
actual
Stanley
rings.
Cup as well.
Exactly.
Went to the Stanley
the
Cup.
The appearance, yes.
Yeah.
So you had four appearances that didn't work, and then if you want to start appearances, the Warriors have also had two more
losses.
Appearances that didn't work. So you had six failed appearances and seven rings. That's 13 trips to the final round, basically in a 15-year period of time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's not
normal.
That
doesn't happen anywhere else.
Go to the first decade of the 2000s. What'd you get? The Giants went to a World Series. 0-2, they lose. The 49ers did not go to a Super Bowl.
No.
The Warriors did not go to an NBA championship.
They won
championship.
One playoff series.
They won a playoff series.
It was the biggest thing to ever happen.
The Sharks, nothing happened, right? Like, so I just wonder. I wonder what the actual analytics say. Major city, all the teams, most if not all of them, well run. What does the math say is the period of time when you're, like, so the gap when you're supposed to win a title.
Wonder. I do think it is. We are pretty spoiled when I can come on the radio and say I think the Valkyries will be the next team in the Bay to win a championship, and then immediately everyone around me is like, what the hell? The Giants, the Niners, the Warriors? What are you talking about?
I know,
like,
it.
They're all in spots where you could realistically see it happen for any of them.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty damn special.
Yes, it is.
Like, if you were to rank them, okay, those four teams. Most likely
like
to least
right,
likely.
Like right now. Like right now. I know a lot of people who suddenly vaulted the Giants to the top with the acquisition of Devers and because of what their record is as we approach the halfway point. Like, the Warriors just missed, and they do feel like, ugh.
Still felt pretty close.
They have felt close, but they're only going to come back a year older.
Yeah. Just harder.
And we don't know what the changes are yet that the team is going to make in the offseason. The 49ers went through a reboot offseason, which you spoke on this very well recently. I do think people feel better about it now than they did 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But I don't think many people are like, and so we're the favorite now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they're a solid club. There's a lot of questions. If you get good answers on those questions, absolutely, they could be one of the teams. But the Giants in this moment, while nobody would mistake them for the best team in the league, they absolutely look like one of five, maybe, National League teams where you're like, yep, I can see that.
And they're the
and
team.
And they're in position. They're in position as we speak.
And they're the team where if you just get to the playoffs with them, you feel like their odds jump. Like,
sure, it's baseball.
Yeah.
And the great pitching staff.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. And like maybe getting to the playoffs might be like, obviously winning playoff series is very difficult, but you feel like a really big hurdle is just making the playoffs in the first place.
Totally.
You get that team to the playoffs. You have Logan Webb and Robbie Ray heading a postseason rotation. That feels pretty daunting for an opponent.
If any of us said, hey, who's the biggest fan of the Valkyries in town, everybody would have the same answer. It's Brandon Pajemski. He is the Jack Nicholson of the Golden State Valkyries, and he joined us a short time ago here on 95.7 The Game and on Willard and Dibbs. And as we get a little bit closer to Caitlin Clark's first action here at Chase Center, we wanted to let you hear that conversation one more time. So we had Pods on and started out by saying, hey, for those who haven't been to a game before when the Valkyries play, how would he describe the experience?
I mean, personally, I think it's really fun. I think the atmosphere is similar to our games. Every game that I've been to has been sold out, and I think all of them have been sold out. And so just to see that support, you know, for women's sports is really fun. And to be a part of it, it's pretty special, especially in their first year. I think the last inaugural girl team was the Chicago Sky, and they only won 4 games their whole year. And I think we've already surpassed that, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Valkyries 5-6, 11 games in, trying to get back to 500 today with the Fever in town. Has this surprised you at all, the success? I know, you know, if Joe Lacob heard me say 5-6 is a success, he might not agree. But as you said right there, this is not easy for teams in their inaugural seasons. Has it surprised you the way that they've come out of the gates here?
As a basketball junkie, no. Just because you see all the ladies that we have were all players that either didn't really play a lot or played very minimal on their other teams. That's why they were, you know, available. I think maybe Kayla Thornton was the one who played the most. But it's just like the NBA. When you get your opportunity to have an advanced role, you see a lot of those players step up and shine. And I think that's what we kind of have with a lot of the ladies there. They're getting their opportunity and they're shining and catching everybody by surprise.
Brandon Pajemski joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy in for Dibbs. We're at Chase Center getting ready for the game tonight. Valks hosting Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Pods, where did this come from, this fandom? Like, what made you attach yourself to this team?
Yeah, just love sports, love women's sports especially. And obviously they're playing the same game that I love as well. So there's things you can learn. There's things you can see. But I think more importantly, it's just trying to support, you know, Bay Area sports in general, but especially the Valkyries, playing basketball, which is the game I play and love to play. So I think it just, you know, made sense.
Pods, you said it. You've been at, I think, if not all, almost every single home game, and you're sitting courtside. Mm-hmm. You get an up-close, in-person view of this team. You mentioned Kayla Thornton, previous stops in the WNBA. She's the Valkyries' leading scorer. But I'm wondering, as someone who has seen them close often, can you give us a bit of a scouting report? I mean, Kayla Thornton is the Western Conference Player of the Week, but they've got some other scorers, and it's a really balanced offensive attack. What can you tell us about the way the Valkyries play?
I think they got a lot of good pieces. Veronica Burden, really solid piece. She's been around the league a little bit. It was actually funny. Our their GM, Ohema, me and her talked, I think, in February, and she was like, if you could pick, you know, one person in this expansion draft from a different team that you think will be available, who would it be? And I told her Veronica, just because I see a lot of similarities between me and her and how we play and the energy we bring. And I think that's just contagious and it translates to winning. And so her, I think Tiffany Hayes has been a great addition. Kate Martin, obviously, from Vegas, coming over with Natalie. But everyone that we brought in knows how to play the game. We've brought in a lot of European ladies as well that are super smart and skilled.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so to see it mesh and just seeing Natalie let him play free and then being so locked in defensively has been pretty cool.
Brandon Pajemski with us. Pods, we know you've got really good seats. Are you heckling Caitlin Clark tonight?
Oh, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, okay.
I'm always doing that, whoever.
Yeah, what are you saying to her?
I don't know. I got to find some. It's really in the moment, whatever comes out. But, you know, I'm always be with the Valkyries and heckle the other team as much as I can.
Pods, I know you're a huge basketball fan, so I'm sure you have watched Caitlin Clark play a lot of basketball. Have you ever seen her in person before?
I've never seen her in person. Tonight will be the first time.
You excited?
Definitely
excited. What do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be cool. I think she's going to be excited just because she knows this is where Steph plays and how similar they play. This is her first time, I think, playing at Chase Center, so I know she'll have a little bit of nerves and excitement to play. Especially against a new team. But I expect the Valkyries win.
Hey, Brandon, how are you doing? You had a couple surgeries recently, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just rehabbing out here. Taking my time with it and just trying to get back to 100% so I can get rolling.
And you mentioned, obviously, your sports fandom. To what level are you following the NBA Finals, which potentially could end tonight?
Yeah, definitely following it. Jalen obviously played at Santa Clara, and seeing the way he's playing is pretty cool. But I've been following the whole playoffs since we've been done, just seeing how it's kind of goes on and how the finals look. Yeah, I've been following it quite a bit.
I mean, is there anything about these playoffs, you know, maybe namely even just what the Pacers have done here, the fact that they're still in this, is there anything about the view of the playoffs as a whole that's surprised you?
Not surprising, but it's just showing us that there's different ways to win in the league. You know, there's been times where teams feel like you have to have a super team, you have to have a big three, you have to have this and this. And I think, you know, OKC and Indiana kind of defy those odds, and they have a bunch of guys that can get their own shot, can get their own bucket. And even last game, you know, even though Indiana lost, they showed a bunch of guys, you know, have 10-plus. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have 7 or 8 guys that are averaging 10 or more this series. And so they're showing us that you can do it by committee. You don't necessarily need to have, you know, a top 5 player in the NBA to do it. So it's just been cool to see different ways to win and figure things out.
To what level do you think what you're describing is sustainable? Like with the parity in the league, do you think that that's kind of a thing right now where teams might rather lean into depth rather than going top heavy with their rosters?
I mean, I don't know how that would look. Obviously, as time goes on, there's more money to be dispersed. And so how that looks, given the team, is going to be obviously different come the future. But I think anything in this league is sustainable. It's all about making it work. We've seen a lot through time, what works and what doesn't. But every year something new comes out and somebody runs or someone does on defense comes out, and everything just keeps evolving, and that's the beauty of the NBA.
Pods, you talked about the different style, the Pacers and the Thunder play. They're led by their point guards, SGA for the Thunder and Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers. As someone who has defended both those guys at certain points throughout your career, how are each of those guys challenging for a defender in I would imagine, different ways?
Well, I think Shea is obviously really physical. He gets the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the whistle a lot of times. But it's just his constant assertiveness of getting to where he wants to get to. And he's just like, his foot is always on the gas. And so like, you have to be ready for that over and over again, where some people, it's just like every once in a while they're going to go, and it makes it a little bit easier, but he's just kind of like a constant, I'm not going to just bail you out by shooting threes. I'm going to try to get as far as I can until you stop me. And then obviously he bumps people, and then you try to bump back, and then he uses that against, you know, your own momentum, and that's how he gets fouls. But so he's that. And then Tyrese, I think, you know, he's really good in space. And I think the way they play as a 5-man group out there, there's so much space created because they always have 5 guys that can shoot. He's really good. And I think the reason why he struggled quite a bit this series is because, you know, Dort's being obviously really physical with him. And they're really playing heavy in the gaps and, you know, touching them, making them feel them. And he's not as comfortable in that. And so I think that's why, you know, the Thunder have won the last 2 games especially.
Brandon, I want to go back to your comment about Caitlin Clark and how she patterns her game after Steph. We know Steph is such a supporter of the women's game as well. Have you ever had a conversation with Steph about Caitlin?
No, we haven't had a conversation about Caitlin, but, you know, definitely, you know, throughout our season, we definitely talk about, you know, women's figures in sports that are, you know, really stepping up and showing out. That's been pretty cool to see. We definitely have those conversations, you know, as a team, and just seeing how cool that stuff is and how they're elevating the game of basketball in a whole.
How?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would you, like, I wonder if you watch her game and you sort of see it that way, like, I don't know, how would you defend it? What would be your scouting report if you were talking to the Valks tonight to guard Caitlin?
I mean, just high pickup points. Obviously, you want to be physical with her. I think the little scuffle she got into last game with, I think it was Connecticut, maybe. I think they did a good job of just getting under her skin and not just letting her move free. I would say force her right. You know, all her threes come off either the catch or going left. Let's step back off the dribble, going left off the ball screen. She doesn't like shooting off her right hand. So I would just say, yeah, and I would say make her play inside the three-point line and let's, you know, see how many, you know, shots she can make inside the three-point line and see if that's enough to beat you. The games that they win, she has high assists and high three-point numbers. And so you just kind of take that away. You know, it's easier said than done because teams try to do it to Steph too, and, you know, he still finds a way to do that, the same thing.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Pods. We asked you about the game plan against Caitlin, and I know you said that she kind of patterns her game after Steph, but it sounded like you were giving out a game plan for how to defend Steph. I mean, how similar are those two on the court? And we know Steph, I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Caitlin, just in her second year in the WNBA, already seems to be one of the league's, I mean, the league's biggest star, one of the league's best players. Just how similar of a challenge are they on the court?
Yeah, very similar. The threat of them shooting is always kind of in the back of your brain. And so any little kind of head fake, hezzy they give you, you kind of tend to bite at that. And so you're a little bit antsy when you're guarding them because you don't want them to shoot. And so you feel that. And that's why you see Steph, you know, a lot of times not even really have to do any moves to get by his man, you know, even at 37, 38 years old, because the threat of him shooting is so, so powerful. And that's the same for her. But I think the thing that Steph has been okay with is going inside the three-point line and finishing. Like, he's perfectly okay at making and taking twos, if that's what they're giving him. I don't know if she's okay with that. I've seen, you know, she gets inside, she likes to pass a lot, which isn't a bad thing, but I think, you know, she's way more comfortable when she's outside the three-point line getting in the rhythm.
All right, Brandon, you've kind of changed this game for me tonight, because now that I know you're going to be in Caitlin's ear, I'm gonna be trying to be online, like reading your lips. Like, are you a PG kind of a trash talker, or maybe not?
I just feel like it's the intensity of the moment. You know, just kind of whatever the game calls for. Like I said, I'm a passionate guy with that loves sports and loves being a part of stuff, and to have my hometown, our home city team win and be a, you know, a great player and a great team in the Fever, it'd be pretty fun to be a part of.
All right, man. Well, have fun tonight, and we'll see you out here at the arena. And thank you so much for giving us a buzz.
Yes, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Brandon Pajemski, Valkyries superfan, who I would imagine is on his way down here to the building here pretty soon.
Maybe he's already here. Doors opened 5 minutes ago, although I would imagine Pods can get in whenever he wants.
Yeah, there's no need to hustle.
And maybe he's already starting the trash talk because Caitlin Clark, as of 15 minutes ago, and actually as of 5 minutes ago, was on the floor warming up.
Okay.
So maybe Pods is getting the trash talk going early.
I tell you what, it's a special night here at Chase Center. You can feel it. Caitlin Clark is in town. The Valkyries have their seventh home game of the year. And again, as I said, the crossover. Damn it, this is a big one. Got to get back to 500.
They're 5-6.
Yeah.
They were 500. They were 2-5. They won three in a row. They got to 5-5. But then maybe they took on, to this point, maybe the worst team they've played so far this year in Dallas.
And lost.
And they lost.
And lost.
A little bit of a letdown.
No, tonight's going to be a hard one for sure. But obviously, this one's got a lot of spider legs on it as far as what makes it a special night. So it's Grandy in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs at Chase Center Live, getting ready for this big game. And the Valkyrie game will be here at 7 o'clock on 95.7 The Game with the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark in town. Pod said one other thing that I'd love to highlight.
What is it?
Did you hear him kind of say, yeah, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander kind of, you know, gets the whistle. I'm like, oh, I noticed that too. Yeah, he does. I loved hearing it from an NBA player.
Yep. He did couch it in, like, he's relentless. He attacks. You have to be on, like, 24-7 when you're defending him. But the way that he gets to you is you give him an inch or you make a slight mistake and he has the advantage, he will turn that advantage into a foul.
Yes, he will, because that's the way they officiate him for some reason. I've never seen somebody...
Well, it's a skill. He's good at it.
He's good at it, but I've never seen someone get more whistles on fall-away shots, falling away from the rim. And then, I told this to Ephraim last weekend, do you want to know what has become the most offensive thing that any official, umpire, anyone who runs a game, the most offensive thing that they do in sports?
What?
Is the wait to see if he misses the shot thing.
I hate that.
And then blow the whistle.
So many people love that, but I hate that.
Oh, my God. It's a foul because he missed? Like, you're literally telling on yourself.
Or it's not a foul because somebody fought through the contact and made the shot anyway? No, he should get extra credit for making a shot through the foul. That's why you call the foul.
It's all fans want is for there to be a definition of a foul and have a foul be a foul. You cannot have a foul only be a foul if he missed the shot.
I'm with you.
Like, that's absurd. And by the way, why if it goes in, should it not be a foul? Like, if you got fouled and it goes in, that's called an and one. Someone made a brand about that once upon a time.
You're bailing out the defense for making a mistake.
Super frustrating. Yeah. Super, super frustrating. But Pacers and Thunder tonight in Indiana, and Tyrese Halliburton will play. And I'm going to go ahead and put this out into the universe. NBA Finals are going seven games.
Wow, okay. Well, I hope you're right.
Kukush.
Lock it up. Kukush.
Yeah.
The doors are open here at Chase. And we have a ton of Valkyries fans. Did you just see, there were a couple of Caitlin Clark jerseys that just walked by.
Of course.
Different jerseys.
I don't want to get upset at this fan who just walked by. She seems nice. She's got a Martin jersey on. But it's a Las Vegas Aces jersey.
Oh.
And even in a WNBA game, I will forever give you the side eye. If you show up to a game where two teams are playing and you're wearing the hat or jersey of a third team who's not here.
Oh, I do that.
You do that? Don't do that.
When I would go to A's games or I visit friends up in Seattle, I go to a Mariner games, I'm wearing my Giants stuff. Yeah. Even if they're playing not the Giants. Is that wrong?
It is.
Oh.
It's less wrong in an A's game because they're offensive, so you just do offensive things in an A's game because John Fisher is offensive.
I can't wear my Giants hat to a Mariners-Rangers game.
You can, but what are you doing at the Mariners-Rangers game?
Seeing friends and hanging out with them.
I mean,
what about Giants gear at a Valkyries game, which I've seen a lot of?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine for multiple reasons. A, that's the same city.
It's a hell of a double dip today.
Yeah, and B, you had a game down the street a couple hours ago, and I think a lot of people... made their way down, went to Splash, got drunk, and came inside.
Sounds just like checking. A great way to do your Thursday.
Yeah, great Thursday.
Day Giants game. Got to see a great win. Oh, come from behind win.
It's a beautiful day.
Wilmer Flores, pinch hit, two-run double.
Yeah, you get to see two runs in the same game.
Wow.
For the Giants.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, you did see that yesterday and the day before, too.
Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries taking on Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. The game is here on 95.7 The Game, Valkyries channel as well.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We're getting ready to watch Caitlin Clark play basketball.
We're getting ready to watch the Valkyries play Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Although, a lot of Valkyries jerseys and a lot of Caitlin Clark jerseys in the building.
If we're to split up, like, each jersey into its own person, like, Caitlin Clark is by far in the lead.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, by a big margin.
But there are more Valkyries jerseys than Fever jerseys.
Yes.
However, the idea was just thrown out to us by our fearless on-site technical genius, Tim Jordan. What if we could combine those two things?
What do you mean?
Joe Lacob is running the show.
Oh.
How long until we have Caitlin Clark Valkyries jerseys to sell?
You got to wait at least two more years beyond this one.
Well, it led to some funny stuff because we're so used to the NBA, and here's Steph Curry making $60 million a year, which is higher than the salary caps of the entire NBA combined.
WNBA, yeah.
WNBA, even if you multiplied it by three. Okay?
The whole salary cap
for the whole league. You said there are 13 teams?
Yes.
The whole salary cap for the whole league is less than $20 million. So you could multiply it by three, and you don't have Steph yet. Okay? So we started. He's like, what would stop Joe Lacob from just offering Caitlin Clark a massive deal? Like, what was the number you threw out? $500,000 per year?
Which would double the current largest contract.
All right. Okay. That would be a third of your entire cap. But not unprecedented. That's pretty close to what Steph makes.
Yeah.
Okay? So not unprecedented. But we started poking around at some numbers. This face of the league, the most important player who's ever played in this sport, do you know she makes less than $100,000 per year for the Indiana Fever? Less than $100,000. Okay? A four-year, $338,000 contract.
And it's actually backloaded. So you know how much she's making this year?
I don't know, probably 50 or 60.
She's making 78 this year.
78 grand. All right.
She'll make 97 2 years from now, assuming that the Fever pick up her club option.
Like Brock Purdy 3 years ago is like, you need a loan? Like, what's going on over there? And then I started to play this game because we know that Caitlin is not struggling for money because there are a bunch of other ways by which to make a dollar in this world. It doesn't just have to be through the Fever. She does have a Nike contract.
A big one.
An 8-year deal. And so I asked him, I go, what do you think she makes on her 8-year deal at Nike? And he goes, I don't know, like maybe $4 million? And I go, no, it's higher. He goes, okay, $5 million. It still sounds funny because of what we think of, like LeBron and Steph.
Yeah.
It's like they make $1 billion at Nike or whatever. Caitlin Clark has an 8-year, $28 million deal for shoes at Nike. So run that out.
Good work, obviously,
what, about $3.5 million a year over the life of the deal?
Over 8 years, yeah.
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 So she's making way, 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 way more than almost anybody else in the WNBA.
That's 75 grand, and that's a good salary. It's a good salary.
But it will be really interesting. So the way that the WNBA works, at least for like the top picks, you sign a 4-year rookie scale deal.
Right.
So you are tied to the team that drafts you generally for 4 years. The fourth year is a club option, so theoretically the Fever could say, No, although why would they? They're not going to do that.
It'd be amazing if they declined her option.
She'll be there for 4 years. And then the 2028 season comes around. That's when she could sign her first non-rookie contract.
Right.
And I would guarantee, assuming things go to relative plan, that would be a record-breaking contract wherever she signs.
And it will be here.
Lock it up.
Lock it
Kukush.
In. Yeah. Like, it will be here. Unless there are bird rights. Are there bird rights? Do they have, like, any sort of a rights to this?
At that point, she's a restricted free agent, so I don't think there's anything
special. Oh, restricted. Well,
oh,
they'll
she
match
would be restricted.
It. Yeah,
right.
They'll match it. Oh, this is going to be tough to get her here.
And Joe Lacob,
yeah,
just the whole salary cap.
We're going to have to figure this out
goes
somehow.
Goes to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, can we put a poison pill in that deal somehow? Something? Anyway, I mentioned Brock Purdy, and I had promised on the way out, yes, Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah, what'd he buy?
He made a purchase. It is not a fishing boat, but it absolutely counts as a major purchase. Would you like to guess what you think he bought?
I mean, one of the old common ones is a house. Did he buy a house?
Tim, what do you think he bought?
A motorcycle.
A motorcycle. Lucas,
oh,
do you have a guess?
Please, he didn't
what
buy a
What do you think
motorcycle.
He bought?
A tractor? But I think he gets
this
gifted,
this is
though.
Our perception of Brock Purdy. He's like, did he get, like, a fish tank? Did he get, like, one of them Bass Pro Shops hats? Yes, he bought a house.
Hey.
Good job, Randy.
Oh.
He bought a house.
Where?
Would you like to try to parlay that? Where did he buy the house?
Somewhere in the South Bay?
No, sorry. It is not.
That's too
Arizona?
Easy.
It is not in Arizona either.
Iowa?
He is going to be one of George Kittle's neighbors
in Nashville?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh.
Which is a city I've not been to, but people seem to love that place. We got to go. Tim, you want to do a remote in Nashville? Have you been?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
One of my favorite places in the world.
I mean, if you'll go to Linden, then we could go to... It's not that
God.
Much... It's not harder, is it? Right? It's probably easier
probably
to get to Nashville than Linden.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's work on it. Nashville, Tennessee. Brock's house, George's house, one show at each. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
There was other Niners news. Apparently, rookie linebacker Nick Martin broke his thumb.
Oof.
Earlier this week, according to Trent Williams.
Good source.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is now breaking news on other Niner injuries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, look, if you're going to get hurt, June is a wonderful time to do it. That's all I'd say there.
Yeah.
Like, broken thumb should not. I mean, maybe it affects the first week of camp.
You could also, I mean, a linebacker can play through a broken thumb.
Yeah, but why would you
take that
camp?
Thing up?
Yeah.
Oh, not in camp.
Nick Martin is an interesting young player for the Niners. I think he's behind D. Winters right now, but not far. Not far. Like that, like who is Fred Warner's wingman? Is like that's one of my big questions this year.
You got a leader at every spot of the defense, Bosa, Warner, and D'Amador Lenore, but you kind of have questions who's going to step up next to those
who's
guys.
Who's the wingman on each of those? Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Williams, and obviously now Huff, at least on passing downs. And yes, I'm sure Renardo Green, he's got the inside track there. But yeah, there's a lot of questions on that defense. I have faith in Robert Saleh.
Me too. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
They're going to be a lot better than they were last year, no doubt.
This is a fun vibe, man. This is the Valkyries game with Caitlin Clark here.
I mean, it's an hour till tip, and this place is packed already.
Thrive City looks like it does for a massive Warrior game. Like, it looks absolutely, just so people, you know, like I do want to spend a couple of minutes painting the picture. It looks the exact same as when Nikola Jokic is in town. It looks the exact same as when the Lakers are in town. All of that. All of that.
And there's already people packing into the plaza. I would imagine they're going to show the game on the big screen outside. And you've got only a certain number of seats at Thrive City to grab and to watch the game. And those seats are going quick.
I mean, this is the visual of what we were saying earlier. I know the dollars are not as high in the WNBA as they are in many other sports. But if you break this down to a percentage, like... what athlete means the most percentage of dollars to their league? It's not even close. Like, you look at, and I know these games have all sold out, but again, follow the map around her games and the financial effect that she has on her league, yes, $78K is wildly underpaid.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark made a name for herself first as a high school basketball player in Iowa, then at the University of Iowa, and now in Indiana. We're here in the Bay Area on the West Coast, and the most popular jersey in this arena right now is various Caitlin Clark jerseys, Clark, including ones from her college days at Iowa.
Someone just walked by with a Clark jersey and a Warriors hat.
It's a Valkyries hoodie under a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Now you look like Grandy at a Mariners game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.